Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
How do you gauge the way you treat people? Do you rely on your own opinion? Because there's a saying about why we aren't the best at appraising ourselves. We judge ourselves by our intention, but others by their behaviour. We can't rely on our own idea of what's the right way to behave. We're automatically biased. We need to see ourselves through other people's eyes, and even more importantly, through the lens of the Bible. This is the next look at the wisdom in Proverbs in the Bible. Today, on what it's got to say about how to treat people. Firstly, there's much more than I could hope to get through in 3 minutes, so I'll take you through a few highlights and let you know where you can explore it yourself later on. Proverbs says this: never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Now that's a challenge in today's world, isn't it? Where we're cautious of scams or lawsuits. And sometimes people get offended by an offer of help, don't they? But Proverbs tells us that we can be part of God's presence in this world by reaching out to people. Wow, what an honour. And if God has the ability to use us as His hands meeting someone's needs, we can learn to trust Him to get us to the right place at the right time, rightly equipped to do His will. It's an incredible experience to be open to. And here's another section of Proverbs to make us look very honestly at ourselves. It says this: don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder, always spoiling for a fight. Don't try to be like those who shoulder their way through life. Why be a bully? Proverbs tells us in no uncertain terms that God is not a fan of bullying. If we're insecure and afraid of not getting our own way, one response can be scaring or intimidating people into doing what we want them to do. That can happen in families, in workplaces, anywhere, and it causes damage. Is this a word for you, do you think? To look closer at the way your behaviour is impacting on people. To give up bullying might mean you don't get your own way as often, but it also means that you'll get more trust, more honesty in your relationships. That's something to give up, but a lot to gain. So today we've had a couple of great tips from Proverbs on how to treat people, not to walk away from someone we can help, and also to take an honest look at whether we have bullying tendencies or a chip on our shoulder. There's heaps more where that came from in the book of Proverbs in the Bible, and I'll have more from Proverbs next time on Going Deeper. Or you can take a read through the whole chapter anytime. If you need an online version, I like BibleGateway.com. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.